Begin the Karan Dav Misach the Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Begin on Hanav Begin to taste the Maslis Begins the words the Gemara Hasma Bedei Keeping the Misrach since it spoils. Tosfos asks that why is it any different from the pods of the peas and the day the pits of the dates with also according to Yehuda that also over there we should say that his consciousness is on it because Tosfos is going on the Gemara that Rava would put a knife on the dove and move it. And he put the knife on it to be able to move it. So Rabbi said, the truth is, it would be able to move it even just as it is. But he's being stringent because of the Adam Chashav. So Gemara made a deek and said, oh, it sounds like they're going to Rabbi. If he couldn't eat it raw, then it'd be forbidden to move it. Sounds like that Rabbi is like a Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Muktzah. The difficulty is, but Rabbi said to his attendant, and Yom Tov says, okay, roast for me this goose and throw the intestines to the cat. Which, that's a problem by Noilid. Obviously, he holds like Reb Shimon. So that's a contradiction, what he holds like. I think when it says no, that the truth is he holds like a Behuda. But, even according to Behuda, since, as Tosfos and Masel is going on, since it would spoil, as Tosfos says, Umiskalka would get ruined, vein brola Michael Adam, and it wouldn't be fit for a human consumption if you saved it till Matzah Yom Tov, and no one's eating it in Yom Tov. So, he already has the intention of giving it to the animal, and even according to Behuda, it's not going to be mocked. Now, by the taste is, Avagav the Bissar Shalafu in the Mishal Dashmi, even though the pods of the peas and of the lentils, Bechain Gadin and Delel, also the case of the pits of the dates, which the Gemara previously mentioned. The Pegmamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamamam Begadin, you can't go ahead and fuel the fire with the pit where considered mukta. What do we should say also over there that his consciousness is on it, that when it's going to be eaten, it's going to be used for animals. So it says, however, shari, no, here it's going to be permitted. Like we explained over there, which is because this goose was slaughtered from before Yom Tov, and the intestines are not necessary for the goose. So therefore, that's considered prepared, in contrast to the pit of the dates, where you need the pit to protect the food until you eat it on Yom Tov. So it's considered like the food itself until you eat the dates. So therefore, it's considered like a nilim, like an entity that was not here from before Yom Tov, and therefore you cannot have your consciousness to make it into something else. And the same thing is regarding the pods of the peas, where you needed to protect it until you actually eat it. Therefore, that's going to be mukta and conscious over here. It was already slaughtered from before Yom Tov, and therefore you could say it was already mukhan, even according to Yehuda, from before Yom Tov. Ketunik says the master begins words of the Gemara, little man ud, take from it a spit, a piece of wood. So he's going to explain what's the reason for this isser, which he says not like Rashi, because the Gemara had said that a woman can't go into where the wood is kept and take a piece of wood, which is to like this poker to move the coals. And Rashi says because generally the wood is meant for burning it, and which is a mukta entity, and not for a clean purpose. So that's the state of the Rabbein Tam. It seems to Rabbein Tam not like Rashi. Rather, Kapirish Haglik the Halachas Gedolos explains that I see Mishum Tikuni Mana. The problem of it is because of fixing something, which the Pirusha is there, according to this interpretation, the Avakab Dele Miskatzele, that even though that it wasn't set aside, in other words, but still Gazrina shall be able to take and clean, we're concerned that one should not come ahead and fix something, which that looks like as if you're fixing something when you want to sweep out the oven. So therefore, that's the problem. It's a problem because of Tikkun Mana, and nothing to do with, like Rashi says, because of Mukta. Next is Matzah begins with the Gemara at Samois V'Klipin, bones and shells. Shais explains that we're talking about that it's fit for animals to eat it, not like Rashi, because the Mishnah said the Bishami held, the way the Mishnah quoted, that you can remove from the table the bones and the shells. Shais explains Loike Pirush, because it's not like Rashi that he explains the Pirush. He says that a filic costume, even if they're hard, vein, ruined, lachilis, club, men, they're not fit for dogs to eat it, that still that's what Bishami, or ultimately that's Bishil, that says you can move it. So it's tasty because the Haitana means the Gemara, because this Tana, the Gemara says, the Grib Shimon's really. It holds the Grib Shimon, and he's the more lenient interpretation of Mukta. Now, but Tasis, Reb Shimon, Boylachal, Pachas, Ruiz, Lamakabayim, Reb Shimon himself, he at least has to have it at least fit for animals to eat it, because Iktani, and that's what we learned in the Mishnah. It says, Mavirim ala shulchan perurim v'chu, that you can remove from the table these crumbs, etc. The Mishnah says clearly because it's fit for animals. The Gemara says, who's that like? That's like Reb Shimon. So obviously, according to Reb Shimon, you have to have a lease that it's fit for Michael Behema. So therefore, the ratio must also be talking about when the bones and the shells have to also be at least that they're role of Michael Behema, not like Rashi, who says that they're not even edible for animals. Ketanex says the master begins words of the Gemara, Anu ein lanu ela, we only have Beshame, Krebi, Hud, v'chulu. That Tasem explained And why didn't we actually bring a raya to Rav Nachman from the Mishnah Masechet Tzidkus? Because the Mishnah had it, the Bisham was the more lenient interpretation. Now Rav Nachman says that no. It's see, it's reversed. Bisham is the stringent like Rav Yehuda, and Bisham is the lenient interpretation like Rav Shimon. So that's his thesis, is that Masechet Tzidkus, where there it mentions all the stringencies of Basil and the leniency of Bishamai, Le Misanya Bahadi Kula Bisham Bisil doesn't say this case as the leniency of Bisham, the stringencies of Basil, but Anikab Nachman, it's like Rav Nachman. So that supports him. But says Taisis, Vahadle Maisis Shatmasim, and then why didn't the Gemara actually bring a Raya from their proof from the Ter of Nachman from the Masechet Tzidkus? And as it says, Mishum the Mayulma, the Hamaha, because what would be better than this than that? In other words, yeah, but our Mishnah says that Bisham is lenient, not like Rav Nachman. And although Idius would seem to say like him, but again, we're not going to bring proof from one Mishnah when you have another Mishnah contradicting that, and therefore just you have his independent statement by saying that he had a tradition that it should be switched around their opinions. So next says the matzah begins words of the Gemara, Pirun she'indem gezayis, crumbs that are, they don't have an olive-sized piece of bread, aslav de miyad, you're not allowed to destroy it with your hands. Tradition proves actually the gears is the opposite, that actually crumbs that don't have a gezayis, you are actually allowed to destroy them. Because our Mishnah had said Mavirin, which the Gemara made a dig and said, oh, from there we see that, oh, Mavirin means not, but not Zerkin. So the support of Yechon that says that the crumbs even less than Kazayis, now destroy. Now, Facebook coins, Rashi explains. What's the right? I mean, the fact that it says Mavirin that you remove it, the Lekitan is Zerkin, that doesn't say that you throw it away. Ah, that supports, that's the proof for a Yechon's Allah. So it says, Bakashla Rabbi, but this is difficult to my teacher. Because the Bereshim HaMekitani, in the Reish, it also says already this terminology, Magbin, Malashulchan, Atzumas, Viklifin, that you lift up from the table, the bones and the shells, the way you turn the zerk, and then you throw it away over there. And that place it says, obviously, that's alpha fisher mutla abdom yad, even though you're allowed to actively destroy it because these are shells. So how could you say that the deek is that it doesn't say zerkin? The ratio also doesn't say zerkin, and it still means you could destroy it. But more of us says taste, I mean, my brachas, brachas, drum, the same as brachas, I'm not basing base. That says, we're still on, they say, if the attendant, for the waiter of the meal, is a Talmudic scholar. So it's regarding a machlikis, Bisham is still regarding, do you wash your hands first or do you clean up first? So on that, we still say, look, if the attendant is a Talmudic scholar, he'll take off the crumbs that have the size of his eyes, and he's going to leave the crumbs that don't have his eyes, and therefore, we don't care that they're going to get ruined. And the Gemara says, oh, that's a bunch of Yechon. And then he says, Perun she'in b'gezayis, if it has crumbs, not the side of an alum, mutzlab de miyad, you let it destroy them. So you see clearly that, to the contrary, Yechon does not hold less than the size, you cannot. We see that he holds, you could destroy it. And says, Taisis, v'yef shal ligris hasam, also you can't change the gears over there to say, oh, that the probic gears is supposed to be that you're not allowed to destroy it, like we say in our Gemara, that we are concerned. Because it says clearly that it's forbidden. So rather than Yerla Rabbi, it seems to my teacher the Halchagers in the Mutter. Actually, the Gersa is like it says over there. That I mean, especially you can't prove it from over there because actually that's what it says over there. Manich Purim. It says clearly that you leap over the crumbs. Obviously, it's supporting a Birchim who says that it's Mutter, not us. So rather, my teacher says the Halchagers in the Mutter that actually the Gersa should be different over here. That what we're supporting a Birchon is that if it does not have the size of Gezayis, you actually are allowed to destroy it. The Daik Meditzuk L'Misni. So what's the inference from our Mishnah? How is that supporting that you're allowed to destroy it? Because it says in the Mishnah, Nishu Meichel Behema, that why you're allowed to move it is because it's animal food. The Haina Mashma, that sounds like the Loi Chaz Lod, that's not fit for a person. The Havik Gesha Meichel Behema, it's like other animal food. Umutalabdin, and actually animal food you're allowed to destroy. So that's actually the support from that teaching that says that you're actually allowed to destroy Mipi Rabbi. That's what my teacher said. So they explain that the probic girsa is a crumbs that don't have a gezayis, you're allowed to destroy it, not like girsa's rashi, it says that you're not allowed to destroy it. Tenex says, Matta begins with the Mubin Lavin, if not, Ema Kachabai, you cannot wipe with it. Which Tais is going to explain that we don't have the girsa, which our Mishnah is actually have it in the parentheses, Vacham Aimim. We learn the Mishnah that a sponge, if there's a leather handle, you're allowed to wipe the table with it, and there's not concern of a skita, but if not, you're not allowed to wipe with it, because you're going to hold it and it's going to inevitably squeeze out of your fingers. Now, Taisa says that Isvam the Garsa, there are some texts that have the Girsa of Achamim, and the sages say, Benkacha, Benkacha, Mekacha, that it was the sages, that they're the ones who said that whether it has a handle or not, you're allowed to go ahead and wipe with it. So it says, well, it's not possible. Because Amma Gemara, we have actually an argument that Benkacha, Benkacha, that you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, but some had the Girsa that either way you could wipe with it, says, well, it's not possible. Because Amma Gemara, the Gemara says, the Be'in Loi or Be'zachit, but doesn't have a handle made out of leather. Even if Shimon would agree that's going to be Aser, from the segregation, because it's inevitable that's going to squeeze out. So therefore, you can't say that everyone would agree that the Chum would say that you'll have a wipe with it. If everyone agrees that segregation would be forbidden. So Tosfos the Rabbi Yitzchok midanfiro gars. His gears is ben kach ema kach bei. The opposite that actually everyone agreed, that the sages would say that either way you cannot wipe with it, which that would be Kriv Yehuda. That he said that you're right. Even if he doesn't have a even if it has a handle, it would be forbidden because even though it's not inevitable, but it still might happen. And even if you're not intending, it's still going to be awesome. Which Tosfos on that gears is too ve'enir lari. Because the Gemara mashma, because the Gemara sounds like the Bereisha might be Yehuda, and the Reisha might agree that it's permitted. Why? Because the Amar, because the Gemara says Amos Sefer. Let's look at the Sefer. Smug, if there's a sponge, Mishla, or Bitzachiz, if there's a handle made out of leather, Mekalchel, you can wipe it if it's lava, if you can. If it doesn't have Amekalchel, you cannot wipe it. It says the Gemara, Asal Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be saying like a Yehuda, which, but it's obvious then that if it has a handle, that it is permitted even according to Yehuda. Imkain, if that's the case, Benkach, Emekachabe, then if you can have such a gear so that either way you cannot wipe with it, or your Buddha, Belay Bishim, it's not like your Buddha or like your Bishim. And therefore, rather, Elevade, Logos in Leklau, rather, says not to have this gear at all. There's no Vachacham Eimim in the Mishnah. That's Mipi Rabbi, because either one, that to say either way is Mekacha, either way not Mekacha, is incorrect. Tinek, Tiz, the Maskal, we tend to begin the words of the Gemara, Shmuel, Metatalu, Agabrev, the Shmuel would move it through a piece of bread. Shmuel to come and explain that why did Shmuel need the bread, but he holds regarding Mukta like Rav Shimon that's permitted. Because the Gemara brought that the pits of the dates and the pits of the Persian dates are going to be forbidden because those are good dates, and then the pits are nullified because they only subsequently are now for the animals. And the Gemara brings that, okay, Shmuel would move the pits through a piece of bread. But he put on the bread and he would move it like that. Now, Bala says, is Avagav der Rav Shimon's Vila, who lay, although he holds the Rav Shimon, the Shorlik of Mempek Basa that he permits. Later on, the last paragraph of Kondom Beis and the Baalish and the Sabbath of Shabbos, it became the Baalah on Shabbos. That Yolada moved it as a Rav Shimon because it fits for animals. So, why is he only moving it through a piece of bread? That's a taste. Me and Machmer, still he was stringent, like Rav Yehuda, Mishum to have other mashma because he was a respectable person. Habayim Rabba Leel, like we brought previously in the previous staff, Habayim Rabba also more stringent because they were respectable people. And that's the interpretation of Ben Tam. So they said that Shmuel required the bread only because he was stringently right according to the basic halacha, like Rav Shimon, that's going to be forbidden. Ketanik says, Master, it begins with the Gemara, Rav Matatla Agab Lakan and Demayin. Rav would move the date pits through a bucket of water. Here also Tais asked that to the contrary, Rabba holds by Mukta like a Yehuda. So actually, how did he permit it actually with the bucket of water? So Tais, tell me, if you're going to say, well, Rabba Sava La'el Krib Yehuda, Rabba was previously quoted as only Rabbi Yehuda, this like Mukta that holds of the categorical prohibition of Mukta, Ba'anuchi L'kanya D'mai Hekashor L'kinchal, how does he initially permit to move it with a bucket of water, the opposite of the previous Tais? He says, why do you have to move a piece of bread? Here, how do you allow it to be with a bucket of water? But it should be forbidden because as the Gemara quoted him on Daf Kuf Membeis Membeis, that you now let him move Mukta with something else. Initially, it's going to be forbidden. So that's Tais V'Shem. What you could say is the Shani Lan Ben Hecha the Efshlam Eved High Tiltam Admal. There's a difference if you could have been able to do it before Shabbos. Lechad Lo Efshlam, you could not have. As Tais explains, the Kibin about Yoyin. Yeah, that's the that we quoted Rabbi previously in Daf Kuf Membeis Membeis regarding the sheaves and regarding the raw piece of dove, which Abayi Rabbi permitted to move it with the spoon and the knife only because it was a loss of money, which sounds like a Behuda. Ha'ime Etmo Biyadeh. Yesterday was in your hand. Well, you could have moved it then. And the fact that you didn't, so therefore on Shabbos, we're going to say that that's going to be a problem. Aval Hanigari, tomorrow, but these date pits wasn't passable because you didn't have the pits. The dates were still around. Ah, that's a taste of a shara for the day, but that's going to be permitted even according to Yehuda. Again, if you do it like in this different way, like with the bucket of water. And Bafalot Mechashim, that's going to be even for a respectable person, which Rabba was. Says that these date pits for the wild animals, how do you throw it out on Yom Tov? That he says you only do things that are for you, for a person and not for dogs. So since this is animal food, so it's going to be forbidden to move. And that he says, Chazm Lasaka. Chulu, he says, what do you mean? You could use it for fuel. And that he says, okay, but Shabbos, Michael, then what do you say on Shabbos, which you can't use for fuel? So it says, Matan Lagarif, you can move it through a piece of bread, because Shmuel, like Shmuel said, like we said here in Asugya. One thing says, Tais, Amma Yisid, Afilu Rav Yisiv, Nukor, Rav Yisiv, Deloi Boi, Lemishul, El Agav, Kabba, but again, that he disagreed with Abayim Rabba. He didn't want to let to go ahead and move things that are Mukta through the spoon and through the knife, which is showing us that he's like Rav Yehuda. Afilu Dava Roi La'adim, even something that's fit for a person. Shari Hassam agreed that tomorrow, Agav Rifta, still we find there in that sugya that he permitted to move the date pits through a piece of bread. obviously, that we could not have done it from before Shabbos, it's going to be permitted to do it on Shabbos. It says that this is the Rebbe permitted to move the Dapis through the Lachman and Mayo, although he holds like a Behuda, is because yesterday it was not able to have done it, so therefore it's more lenient than the other cases which we said it could have been done from before Shabbos, and therefore we won't permit it to be done on Shabbos. Hanloch Nikla Odna Ezben, now we shall return to the 21st Perek, the 7th Shabbos Perek, Perek Nikl, and with Tesis.